Right, we are now continuing in the Hakdama Aleph of Sifsei Chayinu and Klalos Dalet Parshios. And we're just learning through, this is Hakdama to Hakdama. All of Chassidus are Hakdamas, Hakdamas, Hakdamas. So we're in the Hakdama of the Hakdama to the Hakdama, meaning what? Dalet Parshios are really Hakdamas to Chodesh Nisan. So this first piece is just telling you an overview of what the Dalet Parshios are accomplishing in leading to Nisan, and then the Hakdamas to follow are going to speak about each of the parshios in particular. So last week we discussed how each of the Dalet parshios correspond to the four letters of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. And now he's elaborating a little bit more. We're on page Tes now.
Wait, is this version 2 of this? Or?
It's the version 2. This is a little bit of a cleaner version. I just connected things we're not going to use this week. Different parts from Abba and Ima and Zachar and Nekeva. I'll explain it afterwards. Yeah. Okay. So right now we're on page Tes, where the paragraph that begins Vihine. Vihine yesh chamisha chalukei nefesh. The nefesh, the soul, is broken into five different parts, five different elements. Each element plays a different role. We're not going to elaborate on it now, but as you learn more through the Svarim, they become more familiar. So what are the five parts? There's something called nefesh. There's ruach. There's neshama, chaya, and yechida. These are five different levels, five different elements of the neshama. Hamikablin chayusan, that they receive life, the oron, and this light, midal osios havaya. From the four letters of Yudke Vavke come these five parts of the nefesh. So take a look at the footnote Os Yud Aleph on the side here. This is just general hakdama, general understandings of these five elements. He says, Yadu, it's known that the Bereishis Rabbah, and so in the Zohar, the Yesh Chamisha Chelkei HaNefesh, Nefesh Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, V'Yechida. Aleph. Nefesh is Bechinas Maisa. Neged Sfiris Malchus, Os Hei Tata. So Malchus is on the bottom. If you look at the picture, Malchus on the bottom. Malchus is in this world, in reality. That's Malchus. It's the lowest thing. It's also represented in the bottom Hei of the Yudke Vavke, which is the lowest part of Hashem's name. Nefesh also represents action, when we do things. Whenever anything physical, that connects to nefesh. Nefesh is in this world and in reality. That's one. Os beis is the ruach. Ruach means spirit. It's bechinas dibor, the ability to speak. Well, Hashem says that when the Torah says Hashem put ruach in Adam, it was the ability for him to speak. So ruach is dibor, which corresponds to the six middle ones, the vav middle spheros, which is the Os Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's six in the middle, that's the Vav, that's Dibor. And Neshama, Os Gimel is Neshama. Neshama is Bechinas Machshava, which is higher up now, where the thought takes place, which is Neged Sfiras Bina. Bina is up top left. So Bina is also Machshava, it's thought, it's intellect to a certain extent, which is Os Hei Ilah, the higher Hei, which is the Yud Kei, the second Hei, Yud Kei Vav Kei, so that's rather the first Hei. That's upper Hei. Okay, hopefully, again, these things begin to click as you learn these things over and over again. Dalet, the fourth part, is Chaya. Chaya is Nikra Neshama L'Neshama. The Neshama of the Neshama, which is Neged Sfiras Chachma Os Yud. So Chachma, top right, is Yud. So that's our Yud Kei Vav Kei, and these four parts connect to it. I want to just address Neshama L'Neshama for a second. This picture is not so accurate. It's linear. You really need a 3D image to appreciate what's going on. So really, in reality, the highest sphere, Keser, is really small. It's the inside, and then it's Bina, and then it's Chachma, and then Chesed. It grows. Each circle, as you get wider, is the next sphere. So what it means is that Chachma is Neshama of Neshama because it's inside Bina. It's like we have a neshama inside ourselves, so chachma is embedded inside neshama, inside bina. So that's the idea. So it's almost like I view it as, you know, those travel cups you used to take that collapse and you open it up. So if you open it up into like a tower, so the lower one is malchus, the fattest one is the lowest down, the next one is yisod. As you go up smaller and smaller, further and higher up, so that is keser. So keser is in the center of all them, but it's also higher up. So I think that's the image. I've seen this in some Svarim, but you know, Svarim don't have like 3D pop-ups. So I don't know if I really saw it in the correct way, but that's the image that I have. The fifth chelek of the neshama is called Yechida. We're in that footnote still, which is called Nikra Ein Sof. Ein Sof is another word for the sphere of Keser. Ein Sof means there's no end, or in our terms, infinite. Saying infinite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. Ein Sof describes, not Hashem, it describes the closest we could get to describing Hashem. Keser is the closest one gets to Hashem. We don't understand what Keser means, let alone what Hashem himself, the essence of Hashem. That's Ein Sof. It's endless, it's boundless. That's Yechida, that's the singular place of Hashem. And that connected with, so wait a second, we only have four letters of Hashem's name, but we have five chalakim. So this fifth chalak Yechida represents the Kotel Sheyud. The Yud, the way the Yud shaped. So the Kotel Sheyud, this machlok, is whether it means the top of the Yud, that little type of the Yud goes, or the bottom of the Yud where it comes down. Either one of those is called the Kotz. So that's what represents the Keser, or the Ein Sof, or the Yechida. These are all different terms. Okay, but again, if you don't get that, that's fine. Okay, it takes time. Now it's important to know, he says at the end here, no person in this world had ever been zocha to Yechida, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was on Har Sinai. No one else has Yechida. Yechida is a different neshama, part of the neshama, which we can't really access. It's inaccessible. I think we all have it, but we can't access it, I believe. I'm not entirely sure.
So is this when he says, Arein Naskodecha, or at that point in time he had access? Or
I'm not sure at what point. I don't know. I'm not sure. This is all connected. Yeah, that's all the things together.
This is the 17th, I went, they had a Sotheby's, they had a Judaica collection and auction. This is one from the 1700s.
This is, all right, very good. They learned Kabbalah back then also.
What, the Balmadana thing?
We'll do
old Gemara's.
This is on a
cloth. Okay. Let's go by it to now. So back inside the center text, where the Os Aleph, Parsha Shkalim. In Parsha Shkalim, Shemeir Os He Tata. So we described last time that we're creating the name of Hashem, but going backwards. We're starting from the last day, Shkalim, and moving to Vav, to He, to Yud. So that means Shkalim is the bottom He, the last He, He Tata, which means bottom. Mitaknin pigmei ha'maisa shu nefesh. We said above that nefesh and the bottom hay of Hashem's name is all connected to maisa, all the actions that we've done, trying to fix the incorrect actions we've done with our hands, which is benesina shekel. By giving a shekel, by doing tzedakah, giving tzedakah, that is a way of fixing our actions, which happens to have the same gematria as nefesh. So giving shkalim, shekel, is fixing the nefesh, which is fixing the maisa. Didn't say what?
Isn't shekel called klifa nefesh?
Yeah, exactly. Very good. So the Torah itself. Yeah, exactly. The Torah itself says it's a shekel of whatever the lashon is. Kofer. Mike, you want to link? Can you say something for me? So what's the
whole thing?
Okay. either way, so it says in the positive. Very good. It says the word nefesh itself, kol nefesh by shkalim, which indicates that it's a kapar for the ma'isa, which is that element called nefesh.
Is that when a person dies? I think the Sefer Geshe Chaim, he says that the nefesh, ruach, and neshama, the parts that are always there. So the nefesh, when the person's nifka, goes away right away, so that's the malchus. And the ruach during Shiva runs back and forth between the kever and where they're sitting, because it's having a harder time disassociating. And the neshama has gone immediately, though. But that's interesting. It's gone immediately back to
Kisek. Because neshama is the highest part. That goes immediately. The neshama leaves. It's the highest part.
But the nefesh also.
The nefesh is the lowest part.
Yeah, but the nefesh also leaves, it just dies, it disappears, and the ruach is like stuck during Shiva.
Yeah, I thought the nefesh has some, we call the kever a nefesh, it's called for the in the Gemara is a nefesh. So there is some element that's there. These are more complex. I'm sure when we do the Hakdam of Chassidus, when we come back, hopefully next year, to do Sifsechein, the basic Klalim, I'm sure he'll get involved in this. The Leshem speaks in great length about nefesh and neshama and ruach. It's very complicated how they work and how they relate to each other, but these are just basics. But yeah, that's a very good... the death of a person really sees where the different elements separate from each other. Okay, Os Beis. Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar now, moving to the letters of Hashem's name, is Os Vav, which is Metaknin Pigmei Adibor, the speech. Shehu HaRuach, which we said is the element called Ruach, Kamo Shekosov HaChameinu Zal, Zachar B'peh. The Gemara tells us when you remember... Parsha Zachar, Zachar Amalek, you have to say Bepeh, using your Dibor, because Zachar is fixing the speech. Now, I don't want to elaborate too much, because I imagine he will when we get there, but Os Vav is also connected Shisha Sidre Mishnah, which is connected learning, and Amalek was the nation that weakened our learning, The Gemara says they attacked us in which city? Berefidim. Berefidim, the Gemara says, Rafu b'yidem b'Torah. They weakened our learning. So we have to combat Amalek and Zachar by pet, by speaking, by learning. In fact, there's a Ravid, I'm just going off topic for a moment, there's a Ravid in Toras Kohanim. Toras Kohanim is the Medrash Halacha on Sefer Vayikra. It's called Toras Kohanim. The Ravid has a Perish on Toras Kohanim, and he comments that by reading Parsha Zachar, by Kriyas Parsha Zachar, you're Mekayim Mechias Amalek. Now, if I were to ask you what's Mechias Amalek, we'd say killing Amalek. He says, no, reading Parsha Amalek is a Mechia because the way you fight them is by learning. By learning, and particularly learning about their destruction, is destruction alone, which also goes on that Amalek's not necessarily a certain nation, but they're more of an ideology. So by strengthening our ideology of learning, it's a way of combating against Amalek. Okay, there's more to say on that, but just I don't want to take too much time. We're doing Rashi Prakram right now. Os Gimel. Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah, Meir Os Hay, Ilah, the higher hay. So remember, we had two hays. Malchus on the bottom is hay, and the bina on top is hay as well. Okay, now, I said last time we had the Abba-Ima relationship and Zachar Nekeva relationship. So the Abba-Ima relationship, the mother, females are always hay. That's why feminine words almost always have a hay at the end. So there's a hay which is on top, which is Ima, bina, that's husband and wife, and then there's the bottom Malchus, which is the Nekeva. So those hays are always the women, either an older mother or a younger girl. So Parah represents the higher one, the higher hay, which is Bina, which is Metaken Pigmei Machshava. Bad thoughts is what Paradum is coming to do. Shuha Neshama Shebemoach, which is the Neshama in the brain, which is where the Machshavas are. So I don't want to get involved in this too much, but the Gemara tells us that the idea of Paraduma is like a mother cleaning her dirty son. So if we're saying that the Paraduma is the Ema, the mother, which is Bina, so the concept is a mother cleaning the dirty son. That's what's going on, which is cleaning his dirty thoughts, if you will. That's what Paraduma is. Os Dala now is Parshas HaChodesh, which is Shemeyer Os Yud. It lightens up the letter Yud, which is the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Yud of that, which is Metaknin Shoresh Chiyas Adam, the life and the essence of man, which is Bechinas Chaya. That's his element of the Neshama called the Chaya. That's the source of life. Now the Chaya, I'll point out, Moshe Sidman was saying before that when a person dies, it talks about the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama. It doesn't talk about chaya. The Leshem explains that chaya is not really in this world. We all have a connection in the world above. The chaya stays up there. I think he writes that there's a tiny, maybe the malchus of chaya comes down, if you're following with me. Every one of these parts of neshamas have esher spheros to them. Meaning, nefesh has 10 spheros, Ruach has 10 spheros, and Neshama has 10 spheros, and Chaya has 10 spheros. Chaya is entirely up in Shemayim. We don't have it in our body. But I think it says the Malchus, that part of the Malchus of Chaya is like kind of dipping into us, but everything else is above. So therefore, when a person dies, the Chaya is not really affected by it because it's not really in this world at all anyways. It's a much higher level. It's the Os Yud, it's the Chachma. And so Chodesh, Parsha Chodesh, is symbolized by the Yud, which is Mekabel Hischadshus Leheosos Kibir Chadasha. That part of Chaya has the ability to give someone a new life. That's what a Rosh Chodesh is, a new chance. Each new month, there's a new moon, there's a new chance to start over. Sheyuchal Lekabel Ha'ara HaChadasha Ayidei Briyas Olam Mechadash Bechodesh Nisan. With Chodesh Nisan, which is a Parshas Chodesh, which reads about Nisan, we're able to start all new. And the last time, remember, we spoke about how the calendar is also viewed as like an upward spiral. So each year, when we go to Rosh Chodesh, we're at the same point here, but we're higher up. So imagine this is the full circle. This is the circle of the year. We're always passing over Rosh Chodesh again, but we're higher than we were before. And we keep getting higher and higher, so each Rosh Chodesh, each Parsha Chodesh, we could start new, fresh, which comes from that source of the Chaya, the source of the Os Yud, which is Chacham.
So the last year, we all start at the same time every year, in the same place every year.
Same place on, the stairwell is always the same place, but you're higher up now. Uh-huh. So we're next to the window in the stairwell, but now we're just one flight above it. That's what happens if it's more of like a circular stairwell.
It's like the Koma Chodesh thing, right? A lot. Every is a koma chadasha. Every chodesh, every day, it's a koma chadasha of something that already.
You're constantly building this image throughout the year. The each month is symbolic of a different part of the body: eyes, nose, mouth. We're always building like this golem, if you will, this spiritual being. And each year that being gets bigger and bigger. It's koma chadasha, a new level, a new part of this building. So we're constantly building body parts in a spiritual way.
It starts at the bottom every year.
Well,
place at the bottom?
Well, there are many levels. There's the communal level, and then there's the personal level. So on the personal level, so yeah, for us, each year we start new. I'm not sure bar mitzvah, how that works exactly, or when we're born. But we have our own personal growth pattern. But as a community, as generations, we're picking up wherever the previous generation had left off. But there's always everything. There's always prati, which is individual, and there's always klali, which is the communal. Those are always two things we're trying to build as a unit. So that's all the four parshils of Shkalim, Zachor, Para, and Echodesh. So now we just built Hashem's name. We built Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now look at the bottom, inside the middle text, that is. V'Shabbos HaGadol Hi Hamala HaElyona HaGdola Mikulam. The highest one, Shabbos HaGadol, we don't typically think of Shabbos HaGadol as a fifth parsha. But it's a fifth parsha. This is the fifth Shabbos. It's the hidden Shabbos. We'll see a connection in a second to the fifth of the Dal Kosos, the fifth of the Kosos. Shabbos HaGadol, which is the highest level, She'ein Bashum HaSaga, we can't even comprehend how powerful Shabbos is. She'ein Bashum HaSaga, V'nikras Kotel Shayud, Bechinas Yechida. Remember we said in Yud Kei Vav Kei, there's that hidden top of the Yud, that little crown of the Yud, which we didn't understand. That's how Shabbos HaGadol, it's this high level of Kedusha, which we can't really comprehend. So take a look just for other parallels for the concept of four. There's always four, and then there's a hidden fifth one. So look at...
Shouldn't that have been Chaya, which is in between? You can't get to Yechida without Chaya.
Correct. Chaya is the fourth one. That's Chodesh.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So take a look at Os Yudalad, the bottom left. Yechida hi bechinas Raza de Raza. What does Raza de Raza mean? Secret of secrets. The most hidden. Raza is Aramaic for secrets. Bechinas Yechida. Yechida is the secret of secrets. He amala hagdol mikulam. It's the highest level. Shemigoldo Rabbi Musa v'kedushaso, from the greatness, the kedusha of this concept Yechida, eino yechola his tamtzein l'toch ezaos. It's too great to be able to fit itself in to a letter. It's just too powerful. Yechida just can't make itself too small to fit into this world. V'lachein eino nirmezes be'os miyuchad midal osios havaya. It can't fit into any letters. It's in that little kot shayur, which means it's there, exists there, but we can't really comprehend it. V'zeo b'china Shabbos HaGadol. K'mavur b'imri Noam. She'ar b'parshios, roams in the four parshios are hinted at. Pshat, remez, drush, sod. We know pardes, that arba nichnesu l'pardes. The Gemara Chagiga says that there are four great Tanoim, Rabbi Kiva, Ben Zoma, and so on. These four great Tanoim walked into pardes, which literally means an orchard. But it's also, they walked into the world of Pshat, which is the Rashi Tevos Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. Now as a side point, the relationship of these four is Pshat and Drush. One and three go together, and Remez and Sod, two and four go together. Pshat is the basic level of Drush. Drush is deeper levels of Nigla. Remez and Sod are Nister. Remez is the basic levels of Nister. And so are the deeper levels of Nister. So 1 and 3 and 2 and 4 go together. Fine. So now he explains. Kishkalim neged pshat shubichines nefesh. So Shkalim's pshat, a very simple thing. He doesn't elaborate, which is a shekel. Parsha Zachar is neged remez. Bichines ruach ozvav shubichines zachar kenoda. Paraduma is hu olam habina, which is neged drush. And shu sod heilah. And hu chodesh shubichines sod, which is Os Yud. Now, that makes sense also because the Gemara says, who are the ones who be Mekadish to Chodesh has to be Bezdin. Bezdin has the rights to make a new Chodesh. And Sod Hashem Lireyav, it says, you have to have Sod, you have to know Sod. Knowing how to make a new year, how to make a new month, the Gemara says, you have to have the Sod, you have to know the secrets of how the Torah works. So Sod and Chodesh very much connect to each other. But now this is the point. V'elu heim b'chinas Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Kabbalah. These are four other parallels. Can I get Pshat, Drush, Remez, and Sod, or Remez, Drush, Sod? Mikra is Pshat. Mishnah is Remez. We learn Mishnahs, but people don't understand. Mishnahs have a very mystical koach. So Mishnah and Neshama have the same letters, of course. Talmud is in depth of the Gemara, and Kabbalah is sod. It does connect to Mishnayos, but in a very deeper way. So that's the four parallels. Okay? And then he says, Achein, gam bechinas sod, yesh bechinas od yoser gavoa. Above sod, there's something even higher. What's higher? We only have four things. We have pardes. We have prat, remez, drush, and sod. What's higher? Hanikram bimamaram, and Zohar calls it raza derazin, which is the secret of the secrets, is the hidden secrets of sod. It's the fifth type of learning which is out of this world. Hu bechinas kota shayud. That's the idea. And he goes on and says that it's hinted at the malach of such a the sod, b'sharaz d'raz, it's called the gadil. We don't normally like to call say malachim's name. Whenever you see Rashi Tevos, it means you're not supposed to say it. I just said it just to teach you that. But gimel dal yud aleph Rashi Tevos lamid, that's this malach. And the rem is it says in the pasuk in Bamidbar somewhere, gadil ben sodi. It's one of the names of one of the shvatim. Gadil is ben sodi. He is the koach of sod. Fine. So these are again four, which are really five. Dal parashios, which really has Shabbos Agadol, the fifth. Four types of limud, which is really the fifth of Raza de Raza. Look now on the bottom left, Leviathan Chain, that Oz Gimel, that paragraph, Kos Chamishi B'Pesach, Neged Yechida. I'm going to read this outside. You can follow along if you like. But we know, of course, that there are Dal Kosos on Pesach night. And then we pour a fifth cup for Eliyahu Navi. But there's a concept brought down by the Rishonim. There's actually a halacha to drink a fifth cup. We don't pass in this way, but in halacha, he quotes from the Rambam and the Ramban rather, and the Ravid and the Ran and the Rush, that one would, the Rambam also, there's a fifth cup. We don't have this. We don't drink it. But then,
would you if you did?
If you hold that way, you would drink it, yeah. But the Lamai said, we don't have a fifth cup anymore. And he brings down here that this fifth cup represents that fifth hidden cup. Even though we know Dalakos is, there's a hidden fifth cup. Like there's a hidden fifth parsha. There's a hidden fifth type of learning. So he brings down here that nowadays no one's on that level to drink it. But there have been time where certain tzaddikim of certain levels who know Raza the Raza, who know that secret world, would drink this fifth cup. So there's that concept of, again, that fifth element, fifth dimension doesn't exist. So I believe they speak about how it connects to Kosh Eliyahu. Now we don't drink it to Eliyahu Navi, who's Raza the Raza, he drinks it, but no one in this world has that ability to drink it. Okay. Exactly, right, the fifth Lashon Gula as well. Right, maybe basically the fifth one, so all that exists. Okay. So let's go a little bit further. Back inside the main text. Ikar tikkun kulam hu b'shabbosos. Now, as we're building up to Chodesh Nisan, the real time to fix things is Shabbos. Shabbos is the opportune time where we're able to be on the level of Kedusha to fix any problems in this world. V'lachein yesh lezar b'shabbosos halalu b'yoser. These Shabbos in particular, one should be l'shamrim b'machshava dibur b'maisa, in what we're thinking, what we're speaking, and what we're doing. Because it's all a preparation to receive the Kedusha from Chodesh Nisan itself. Because Nisan, which is a time of Rachamim, that's when Hashem redeemed us from Mitzrayim, that means it's coming from Chesed. So if we prepare ourselves properly, the month prior we'll be prepared to accept the Chesed from Chodesh Nisan. Going further now. We could try to probably finish this Akdama today. Through our closeness, our desire to become close to Hashem, on these four weeks, through the kriyas hadal parshios of shkolim and so on, b'torah and then mirsa yotzos b'tfilah. We don't say yotzos in our shul, other than shivus morning. But he goes on to in great length here how important yotzos are. They exist in the back of all sidurim. But the yotzos are important. You remember Shavuos morning, right before Leini, they take out the Sefer Torah. They say the Kohen gets called up for the Leah, but then they say the yotzos, right? But don't they connect to the yotzos? Is it no? Okay. So if you look at the back of the Svarim, the Sidurim, they have yotzos and Shkalom yotzos and the various Dal Parshios. So they're written by Rishonim. So he talks about the importance of them. So we don't say them, but either way, reading the Torah and reading Yotzos are all very important. And it's supposed to be Me'orin Rigshe Alev. It's supposed to inspire us. La'avodas Hashem Yisbarach be'elu hadal dinyanim. To focus on these four parshios, which again are Shkalim, Zachar, Para, v'Chodesh. Vaideze, through the reading of these parshios, nimshach kisufun v'gaguin la'geula shlema. It begins to engender a certain desire on our part to come close to a full redemption. Sheyehe, that it should be very soon. V'techazen enenu b'shivcha etzom v'rachamim. We should be able to see it soon with tremendous compassion. V'sham na'avatcha b'ira. We'll be able to serve Hashem in the place of fear. Shaz nizka l'kayim elu adal parashos b'poel ha'maisa mamish. This way we could actually bring real shkolim, and we could bring a real paraduma, and we could really wipe out Amalek, and we could really bring the karbanos and celebrate Rosh Chodesh properly. And liten shkam bebeis hamikdash lahachriv zaro shel Amalek v'yitzahara lehitar be'efer ha'para lahachriv ha'karban pesach v'zman avim komo. And how does this happen? Ayideh tshuka, through our desire to come to that point, nizke l'chayos chodesh ulagula pratis b'chodesh nisan habaleinu l'tova. By through this desire, it will be bring us this zechus to have this opportunity. V'yikuyam b'nisan nigalu will fulfill the statement in the Gemara. Nisan Nigalu, Ubanisan Asidin Ligal. We were redeemed in the Nisan in the past, and we will be redeemed in Nisan in the future. Now there is an important footnote here. He talks about that Nisan, the Gula is going to come. Sometimes something happens in this world called Isarusa Dilatata. Dilatata means the bottom, that we've done something to earn it. And sometimes we don't deserve it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it from above. He grants us this chesed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to Nisan, we didn't deserve to be redeemed from Mitzrayim. It came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed v'rachman. It's all mila'ela, from above. But he does point out, you're only zocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachman if you actually want it, though. So look at the bottom, in page Yud Dalet, the bottom right, paragraph Ach. After establishing that Nisan is when the Gula comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself because we don't deserve it, Kimo b'Mitzrayim, he says, Osam shelo ratu lates. Those who did not want to leave Mitzrayim, Mesu b'shloshes yimei ha'afela. We know during the 3 days of darkness, of Choshech, those people died who did not ratu, didn't want to leave. V'lo himtin lahem ad Nisan, she'ashigu chayim chadashim. They didn't wait until the new month of Nisan. Muchach lomar shlo ha'isalem to'elis. There's no purpose for them. Ki chayim chadashim elu ma'olam rak l'rotzim lates mitumasam. It would only worked for those who wanted to leave this place of Tumah. So that was the idea. And he goes on to elaborate this point that you have to have a ratzon, you have to have a desire to be zoche to this gul. Okay, either way, just finish off this hakdama here, and then Mitzvah next week we're going to start getting knee deep into Parsha Shkalim. We'll finish off quickly. Hashambis hamafsekis bein parshios nika shabbos hafsaka. When there's a Shabbos where there's no dal parshios, it's not just straight, but there's always a Shabbos, I think, there's always a Shabbos that there's nothing, it's just quiet, right? So that's called Shabbat Hafsaka, a little break, a little vacation from the Dal Parshas. V'zeh Yachol Yos, when could that Shabbat Hafsaka take place? It could be between Shkalim L'Zachar, that could be a break. Or Bein Zach L'Para, there could be a break in between those two. Kishama Yeshavo De'Balm Hazeh L'Chaber Oz Hei L'Ozvav. Because in this world, the end of Yudkei Vavkei, the last Hei and the Vav, they're not complete. And since there's a certain disconnect in this world, we can have a hafsaka, we could break between those parshios. Ulechaber shneim laos heila. We want to try to bridge up the bottom hay and the vav to the higher hay. So that's why those Shabbos could have interruptions. Ava, I think Yaakov said this last week, about bein parshios para vachodesh, which represent yud and hay, iefshar lios hafsaka. You can't separate between the yud and the hay of Hashem's name. Ki bein osios yud hei ancient period. Yud and hei never separated. Even in the gullus, only the vav and the second hei kind of floated away. We had to bring back, but they're not connected. Yud and hei always remain attached. Yud and hei are the chachma and bina. They always stay united, and therefore you cannot separate between the parashios of para and chodesh. Ki heim train Ryan, they're two shepherds, literally, two friends, the lomis parshin that can never be separated from each other. We'll finish with one last piece. If you look in the footnote, Os Tezvav, right, that page Tezvav, there's no Os here, but page Tezvav, paragraph Hafsaka, the left column. Hafsaka bein shkalim lezachor. Hatama panimi, the deeper understanding is as follows. Mishim shavodas elu hashabasim, hu letaken u lahayir es dal osios hashem avaya, Kinishkar Bifnim. We've been describing how it's really fixing Hashem's name. V'lachin, Hayosh Shebavanuseinu Harabim, in our times, Yesh Pirud Bein Haos Hey Tata Los Vav. The last Hey and the Vav are floating around, they're disconnected. Shezeh Iker Avodas Bnei Yisrael Ba'olam. This is our main purpose in this world, is bring the Hey and Vav back to Hashem's name. We know Amalek, what does the Pasuk say? Kes Ka, right? Yud Hey, Kes Ka. That Yud Hey is still connected, but it's not Shalom. The Kisei isn't Shalom until you bring the Hey and the Vav and Hey back in. So our vote is to bring Vav and Hey back to the name of Hashem. While Yachid HaKadosh Kutcher Brichu, which is Bechina Ozvav, Vishchinte, which is the Oz Hey, we're trying to put those back into Hashem's name. That's what we're trying to accomplish. Kihei Tata Hi Bechines Maisa. That's why before every Maisa, the Shem Yuchud, we say these things. We're trying to put the Maisa of the Mitzvah. That's what Yaakov said last week. The Maisa Mitzvah, putting the Hey back in. Every single mitzvah has a dibor element as well. The Baal Tanya speaks about what's the dibor of a mitzvah? The learning about each mitzvah, that's the dibor. The person does a mitzvah, it's enodoma when you learn about the mitzvah and do it. You go bake matzah, it's a very nice mitzvah. You learn about the halachas and then you bake it, it's much more meaningful on a personal level, but also spiritually, that's the dibor of a maisa. So the dibor and the maisa come together, that puts the vav and hey, and that's what we're trying to accomplish in this world. So we're finished with this Hakdama Aleph, which is really a general overview of what we're trying to accomplish, but in the next few weeks we're going to describe in much greater depth each of the various parshas separately. Okay, thank you to Ronan for hosting and not being here, and